But we just stayed down in the bed. Roy'd come over there and cut wood and pile her on the porch, but he wouldn't come in the house.
Hmm. Not like scarlet fever, huh?
Yeah, so.
Or smallpox.
We just lay there and laid down one morning. I said, a little before daylight, I said, well, when it gets daylight, I'm coming out of here and I'm going to cook something to eat. You can stay in bed. And I got up and went in that kitchen and it is cold and $700 and everything froze up. Taking them quite a while to get things thawed up till I could cook breakfast, but I finally got breakfast cooked. Taking on a pretty good meal and then I was all right, you know.
You got over the hump?
I got over the hump.
Fed the stove and away you went, huh?
Yeah.
If, getting back to this business about the children, if they're making a lot of noise, you finally lose your temper, you say, all right now, I want you to
quiet down.
If you don't, I'm gonna...
Well, just what we do, we do something.
What would your daddy have told you?
He'd told quiet down, that'd been it.
And if you didn't, what would he have done?
Well, he kept something around there to take care of that. My mammy wasn't very bad about beating up on it, and I tell you right now, when that dad of mine whipped you, you know you'd been whipped.
My dad.
It didn't take but two or three in the run of the season to do me. I think he gave me about three is all I ever needed.
If a boy goes to see a girl and brings her flowers and candy and things like this, you say he's doing what?
Well, I'm afraid he's getting a little goofy. Well, I wouldn't hardly know about that. Two or three definitions, I guess, to that. Some of them say, oh, he's getting pretty sweet on her. Some of them say, well, he's getting pretty badly struck on her. And some of them say, well, he sure fell for her. You say there's all kinds of definitions for that.
And when a boy goes to see a girl with this thing, what do you say he's doing to the girl?
He's courting her.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd say, he's her what?
Oh, they'd say, oh, he's her beau.
And what's she?
Well, I'd say she's crazy. She's his sweetheart, I guess you'd call it.
And if he asks her to marry her and she says, if he asks to marry her and she says yes, then what is he?
Well, I never had much experience with that. I guess you'd have to say that, what did she call it? Is, what do you call it? Betrothed, or what do you call that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, I guess that's what you'd have to say.
And if he asks her to marry him and she says no, what do you say she's done to him?
She's turned him down flat, I think.
And if they go through with it and have the ceremony, then you say they've been
married.
And the fellow who stands up with the bridegroom is the what?
Best man.
And the girl who's with the bride?
She's